Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What on earth is going on there with the second shark attack, second fatal shark attack in a relatively short period? Sarah Wherries is the project manager at Shark Spotters and CEO of Save Our Seas Foundation. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
So, no one's swimming every ocean, definitely not at the moment, because it's a bit scary, no? I mean, is this unusual to have these number of shark attacks in the Plettenberg Bay area?
Well, shark incidents are very rare. They don't happen very often. And, there's been two this year, but prior to that, it's been many years since they have been. So what tends to happen is you'll have a spike in shark bites, and then it feels like there's been so many of them.
Yes.
And they're obviously incredibly tragic events. And so despite their being quite uncommon, they are very high impact events. And so they create a sort of like collective trauma amongst communities.
Look, we also have a collective trauma because of everything else that's gone on. So give us a shark attack and our anxiety is way through the roof. It was already bad. Now it's just completely out of control.
Well, I'm not sure that it's out of control. I think that there's, they're also in the process of setting up safety measures there. So hopefully that things will, people will feel more reassured shortly.
Right. What is the reason that the shark attacks would happen? Is there a time of year? Is there something that that causes this to happen?
So each shark incident has its very situation specific, so we can't say exactly why this incident happened this last weekend.
Right.
But Plettenberg Bay is an area that is known to have white sharks there. It's also during this time of year they're feeding on the young seal pups at the Roberg seal colony. So it is the time of year when they're looking for food in the area. So, when you have people and sharks sharing the same space, there's always that possibility that there might be interactions. And this is the time of year when you would expect to see white sharks in the Plett area.
Right. And what are some of the measures that are being put in place?
So as from my understanding, I'm not based in Plett, we're based down in Cape Town. From my understanding, they're looking at and they're putting signage up on the beaches, and they're investigating a number of other options, including shark spotting and barriers and various different types of things.
Right, because obviously shark nets is very a very outdated and dangerous for our environment, isn't it?
Yes, so shark nets are designed to catch and kill sharks, and that's how they reduce shark risk, by reducing the number of sharks in an area.
Yeah.
So, and they also get a lot of bycatch in them. So they're not really a sustainable safety solution. We still do use them in KZN, but they're looking to replace them once viable options are found.
Right. So that's definitely not an ideal. Is it there a, people talk about the weather. Are there times of the day or evening where it is more likely, or different weather that it's more likely to be an event? Or is that a myth?
So it really depends on where you are and what shark species you're talking about. So, The bull sharks like murky water, white sharks, when they're feeding on seals, are feeding early morning and late afternoon. So it really is very specific. So that's why we really encourage people to find out about shark activity when they're going to the beach. If it's your area where you live, then it's really important that you know. If you're visiting an area, then you can ask people there, the local lifesavers, or what the shark activity is, because it really is very dependent on the species, on the area, what's going on in the area.
We saw a while back, or I remember reading a while back, that there weren't enough great whites around the coast, around our coast, and that they had basically gone the way a lot of South Africans and all the way to Australia. But they do seem to be back. Was that true? Was there a dearth of great whites around our coast?
So no, they didn't go to Australia. And so what has happened and still appears to have happened is that the historic white shark hotspots of False Bay and Hans Bay have now seen less shark activity, and we believe that's due to the orcas that have been predating on the sharks there. And there's been an eastward shift in the sharks. So they've moved further towards the Garden Route, Plettenberg Bay, Mossel Bay area. So they're still within South African waters.
Right. They're just not where they were.
Not where they were, yeah.
Right. Sarah Wherry is project manager at Shark Spotted, CEO of Save Our Seas Foundation.